Disney's Wish was expected to debut at number 1, but loses to Hunger Games: Napoleon at box office. By Breitbart News on November 26, 2023. New York, AP, the Walt Disney Company's Wish had been expected to rule the Thanksgiving weekend box office, but moviegoers instead feasted on leftovers, as The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes led ticket sales for the second weekend, according to studio estimates Sunday. Neither of the weekend's top new releases, Wish and Ridley Scott's Napoleon, could keep up with Lionsgate's Hunger Games prequel. After debuting the previous weekend with $44.6 million, the return to Panem proved the top draw for holiday moviegoers, grossing $28.8 million over the weekend and $42 million over the five-day holiday frame. In 2 weeks of release, Songbirds and Snakes has grossed nearly $100 million domestically and $200 million globally. The closer contest was for second place, where Napoleon narrowly outmaneuvered Wish. Scott's epic outperformed expectations to take $32.5 million over the five-day weekend and an estimated $20.4 million Friday through Sunday. The film, starring Joaquin Phoenix as the French Emperor and Vanessa Kirby as his wife Josephine de Beauharnais, was also the top movie globally with $78.8 million. Reviews were mixed, 61% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and ticket buyers were nonplussed, a B cinema score, but Napoleon fared far better in theaters than its subject did at Waterloo. Napoleon, like Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon, is a big-budget statement by Apple Studios of the streamer's swelling Hollywood ambitions. With an estimated budget of $200 million, Napoleon may still have a long road to reach profitability for Apple, which partnered with Sony to distribute Napoleon theatrically. But it's an undeniably strong beginning for an adult-skewing 168-minute historical drama. Wish, however, had been supposed to have a more starry-eyed start. Disney Animation releases like Frozen 2, $123.7 million over 5 days in 2019, Ralph Breaks the Internet, $84.6 million in 2018, and Coco, $71 million in 2017, have often owned Thanksgiving moviegoing. But Wish wobbled, coming in with $31.7 million over 5 days and $19.5 million Friday through Sunday. It added $17.3 million internationally. It had been forecast to debut closer to $50 million. Wish, at least, is faring better than Disney's Thanksgiving release last year. 2022's Strange World bombed with a 5-day $18.9 million opening. But hopes had been higher for Wish, co-written and co-directed by the Frozen team of Chris Buck and Jennifer Lee and featuring the voices of Ariana DeBose and Chris Pine. Wish, a fairy tale centered around a wished-upon star, is also a celebration of Disney, itself. Timed to the studio's 100th anniversary and rife with callbacks to Disney favorites. Critics weren't impressed, saying Wish felt more like a marketing than movie magic. So instead of writing an up-and-down year for Disney, Wish is, for now, adding to some of the studio's recent headaches, including the underperforming The Marvels. The Marvel sequel has limped to $76.9 million domestically and $110.2 million overseas in 3 weeks. Wish also faced direct competition for families in Trolls Band Together. The DreamWorks and Universal Pictures release opened a week prior, and took in $17.5 million in its second frame, $25.3 million over 5 days. Wish ran into a much more competitive market than what Disney might normally see in the Thanksgiving corridor, said Paul Dergrabedian, senior media analyst for data firm Comscore. We're accustomed to seeing those Disney films at the top of the chart. They kind of had to split the audience with Trolls. Still, the storybook isn't written yet on Wish. It could follow the lead of Pixar's Elemental, which launched with a lukewarm $29.6 million in June but found its legs, ultimately grossing nearly $500 million worldwide. Also entering wide release over the holiday weekend was Emerald Fennell's Saltburn, the writer-director's follow-up to 2020's Promising Young Woman. After debuting in 7 packed theaters last weekend, Saltburn grossed $3.1 million over 5 days for Amazon and MGM. Barry Keoghan stars as an Oxford student befriended by a rich classmate, Jacob Lordi, and invited to his family's country manor. As Hollywood's award season accelerates, Netflix debuted Bradley Cooper's Maestro in select theaters but didn't report grosses. Focus Features The Holdovers continues to be one of the top choices in cinemas. Alexander Payne's film starring Paul Giamatti as a boarding school instructor made $3.8 million over the five-day weekend. In 5 weeks, it's grossed $12.9 million. Ticket sales overall reached $172 million in U.S. and Canada theaters over the five-day holiday weekend, according to Comscore. That's up significantly from recent years but well behind the typical pre-pandemic Thanksgiving weekends. In 2019, sales boosted by Frozen 2 surpassed $262 million. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Final domestic figures will be released Monday. 1. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, $28.8 million. 2. Napoleon, $20.4 million. 3. Wish, $19.5 million. 4. Trolls Band Together, $17.5 million. 5. Thanksgiving, $7.2 million. 6. The Marvels, $6.4 million. 7. The Holdovers, $2.8 million. 8. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, $2.3 million. 9. Five Nights at Freddy's, $1.8 million. 10. Saltburn, $1.7 million.